Okay, I'm joined by Angelique again. You're making your way back from the demo outside the Senate, I gather. What were like?
Well, there were hundreds of people demonstrating. The Lisa were the ones who called the demo, the six formers. And it seemed that they kind of, the Lisa are really mobilising the rest of the country now. So we had, by the end of it, railway workers and tax office workers, unemployment office workers, some private sector people, and even the security guards at the Louvre had come out to join them. And as I say, the numbers were only in the hundreds, but this was never going to be a numbers game today, and it's not a national protest day where people are taking to the streets, so we can't judge it on numbers. But what it was it was an indication of the mood of the country. And I was talking to people, what I wanted to know, I think what we all want to know, is this going to continue? I mean, if the Senate votes this in, even though that's not the end of its political life, it's still going to ricochet backwards and forwards to MPs. But if the Senate votes in the pensions reform, what will all these people on the street do? And they were all telling me that they're going to keep going. There were some teachers, I spoke to a teacher who was 14 in May 68, and she's now seeing all her students at the college on the 20th, or honestly, in Paris, demonstrating. She said, even though we're about to have a half-term holidays, she thinks that she can imagine the teachers are going to keep doing movements, keep coming out and protesting on the streets. She thinks the leases are going to stay blocked as well because people won't be going on holiday. I spoke to tax office workers. They said they're going to continue their strike. Railway workers have got no plans to go back to work. So even though life in Paris this morning is looking much more normal with buses running and so on, people say they're not going to give up. Even if this vote gets voted in, even if this bill gets voted in, they're going to keep going. That's not brilliant news for the president at the moment.
Now, you talked about a new protest tomorrow at 2 p.m, and that's going to be at about the time, presumably, that the Senate is going to be debating the pension reforms. What do you think of the prospects for the sort of turnout tomorrow?
Well, again, I mean, I can't see that being a massive demo, because when France has their massive demonstrations, for example, yesterday, they call a special sort of manifestation striking day, as it were. This is a kind of initiative of six formers, let's say. So we're not going to be talking massive numbers, but let's just have a think about this. This is the first time that six formers have been taking this initiative on such a national scale since Sarkozy's been president. It doesn't bode well for him in the sense that they're really the kind of the barometer of society, as you look at it that way. We're not talking about sort of trade unions here, we're talking about individual students. Even if only a few hundreds again turn out tomorrow, it's still a sign that things aren't slowing down. I will just say that there were some senators from the Communist Party who came out to talk to the crowds this morning and said, you know, look, we're with you, we're trying to stop this vote. And of course, you know, with the numbers game in the Senate, they're probably not going to be successful, even though they've tabled something like 1,200 amendments to the bill. So the mood is very much, let's keep going. How that's going to dent everyday people's lives depends very much on whether petrol can get back into petrol stations, and that certainly won't be happening before the weekend.
Now, you talked about Sarkozy being troubled by the fact that these protests had turned violent. There's been some commentary that union leaders are also troubled by that development. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think we have to be very careful with language here. I don't think we can say that protests have turned violent. I think we have to say, just to be factually accurate, that there has been violence, have been outbreaks of violence on the periphery of some protests. So you can't tarnish, which the government is trying to do actually, the entire sort of protest movement with violence. We've seen, particularly if you look at footage from Lyon, we're talking about people with their hoodies up, people with hoods up, sort of fighting running battles with riot police. What's at play there? A couple of things. Number one is something that's a real problem in France today, which is a horrendous relationship between the police and youths. So this is not, people aren't throwing stones because of pensions. Children are throwing stones because they basically feel completely worthless in the eyes of police, because we're not talking about community police, you know, bobbies patrolling the streets. We're talking about massive amounts of riot police being deployed, and it's creating tension. So that is indicative of problems amongst the youth in France. And the teacher herself was saying that to me today. She said, you've got to look at these kids and their lives. They're looking at difficulties getting jobs after school. They're looking at long-term unemployment. Some of them are coming from kind of the poorest areas of society, and they feel completely excluded. So that's a barometer of young people's lives. It's not actually an indicator of the overall protest movement. But still, it doesn't look good for Sarkozy. He doesn't like it on the one hand. On the other hand, it allows him to play this right-wing security card of saying, I will face down these protesters. They're already calling them hooligans. But I was speaking to a lot of kids from ethnically mixed parts of Paris, in the north of Paris this morning. They were really disgusted by this characterization of them as sort of hooligans, because a lot of them are just very peacefully demonstrating.
Okay, Angelique, I better let you get and write all that up. Thanks a lot.